Nabikwan Bagama Se. Nabikwan, Nabikwan Bagama Se. Halambe, Halambe O Nishkayo. Halambe, Halambe O Nishkayo.
Welcome to Nimki Ojibwekong Audio Lessons for Intermediate Language Warriors. This audio course, recorded at Nimki Ojibwekong, was made possible with the generous support of the Cultural Conservancy. Our hope is that these lessons can help learners on their path to becoming fluent speakers.
In this lesson, I will again be prompting you to repeat after the speaker and to remember how to ask questions or how to say sentences you've already learned. Every time you hear a pause, we encourage you as the learner to speak the words out loud. Sometimes I will prompt you in English or in Anishinaabemowin. So if you hear me prompting you to speak Anishinaabemowin, this is how it might sound. Kwejim means ask him or her. If you hear me say Gmekwendonna, I'm asking you if you remember how to say something we may have covered already and to say it out loud in the language. If you hear me say Kadun, I'm telling you to repeat after the speaker or to say it out loud.
Let's begin the lesson.
You are all sitting around sewing and chatting. The elder wants to get to know you better, and you end up delving into a pretty serious conversation about why your parents didn't speak the language to you. Here is how that conversation might sound.
Ani, ani shishnakasiyan.
Wasnode dishnakas.
Gda walkin up in ojiak.
And nish da walk.
Ani shen sabun gizwat kadabno jimak.
Nsab babon gize, minwa nano babon gize.
Kdonish nabim tawakna.
Eh, ensigijigak.
Shtaha, misanishing. Nishnabe mok nagewi noak kitsimak.
Kai nishnabem si nos sustam da shwigo. Geabe nishnabe mok nokmes minwa nimishomis.
Ani da shwinji nishnabem sik.
Gi nend mok oshme da wen panziwat je ba madziwat.
Mi gwech mampi ayek. Mami kwen minim eje gritoyek nishna bemiek.
Miigwech gigi kno mo yang.
Listen again to Mani and Wasnode's conversation.
Ani, ani shishnakasiyan.
Wasnode dishnakas.
Gda awak na binojiyak.
And nish da awak.
Ani shen sabun gizwat kadabno jimak.
Nsab babon gize, minwa nano babon gize.
Kdonish nabim tawakna.
Eh, ensigijigak.
Shtaha, misanishing. Nishnabe umok nagewi noak kitsimak.
Kai nishnabem si nos sustam da shwigo. Geabe nishnabemok nokmes minwa nimishomis.
Ani da shwinji nishnabem sik.
Gi nend mok oshme da wen panziwat je ba madziwat.
Mi gwech mampi ayek. Kmami kwen minim eje gritoyek nishnabemiek.
Miigwech gigi kno mo yang.
You just heard Mani say,
Ani shen sabbon gizwat kadabno jimak.
How do you ask, how old is she or he?
Ani shen sabbon gizet. Ani shen sabbon gizet.
How old is she or he?
Anishtsa bibon gizet.
Kidun, I'm thirsty.
Gaskana bagwe. Gaskana bagwe.
You might know a person from the elders' community. Kwejim Mani, do you know Ojig?
Geken mana Ojig? Geken mana Ojig?
Mani says, yes, I know Ojig. Just listen.
And geken ma Ojig. And geken ma Ojig.
Repeat after the speaker.
And geken ma Ojig. And geken ma Ojig.
Kidun, I am related to him.
Dinoe ma'wa. Dinoe ma'wa.
I am related to him.
Dinoe ma'wa.
Before ceremony begins, Wasnode starts her moon time and needs to speak to an elder regarding proper protocol for this territory. Here's how she could say to Mani, I want to speak to you alone.
Kui ganonin cheke.
Listen closely.
I want to speak to you alone.
Kui ganonin cheke.
I want to speak to you alone.
Kui ganonin cheke. Kui ganonin cheke.
Wasnode begins to tell Mani, I'm on my moon time.
Donjigise. Donjigise.
I'm on my moon time.
Donjigise.
Listen to Mani saying, last time.
Squatch.
Repeat after the speaker.
Squatch. Squatch. Squatch.
Last time.
Squatch.
Here is how you say, we didn't do something.
Gawin kijitchige sime. Gawin kijitchige sime.
Wasnode says, last time we didn't do this.
Squatch gawin kijitchige sime manda.
Repeat after the speaker.
Squatch gawin kijitchige sime manda.
Last time we didn't do this.
Squatch gawin kijitchige sime manda.
Last time we didn't do this.
Squatch Gawin Kijichige Sime Manda.
Last time we didn't do this.
Squatch Gawin Kijichige Sime Manda.
Gyabing Gooding means once more. Instead of saying repeat this, I'll say Gyabing Gooding. Gyabing Gooding, we didn't do something. Repeat after the speaker.
Me. Sime. Gesime. Shichgesime. Shichgesime. Ki. Gawin. Gawin ki shichgesime. Gawin ki shichgesime.
We didn't do something.
Gawin kishichgesime.
All together.
Gawin kishichgesime manda. Gawin kishichgesime manda.
Which part of this sentence means this, as in something not living or inanimate?
Manda. Manda.
You might need to go to the bathroom during ceremony. Gmekwendana, I will be right back.
Gabibskabi Weba. Gabibskabi Weba.
Afterwards, you will be asked to help clean up. Kidun, where does this belong?
Apish de Bendagok. Apish de Bendagok.
Where does this belong?
Apish de Bendagok.
Where does this belong?
Apish de Bendagok.
How would you say, where does this bowl belong?
Apish de Bendagok manda boskenagen. Apish de Bendagok manda boskenagen.
Where does this bowl belong?
Apish de Bendagok manda boskenagen.
Which part of that sentence means bowl?
Boskenagen. Boskenagen.
Let's go back to this part of our conversation earlier.
Gdonishnabem tawakna.
Enzigishgak.
Staha, misanishing.
Which part of this conversation means, that's good?
Misanishing.
That's good.
Misanishing.
Oftentimes, we tend to overuse the word nishin, but the way Mani used it makes the idea sound fuller and more complete. Let's repeat that once more. That's good.
Misanishing.
Here's another way to say that something is good. This way means amazing.
Gwet tonkamik. Gwet tonkamik.
Amazing.
Gwet tonkamik.
When we prepared for the ceremony, Mani asked Nimki to make a fire. Gmkwendana, how to tell someone to make a fire?
Bodwen.
Nimki might ask, how much firewood do you need? Kidun.
Anish Minik Misan Menazian. Anish Minik Misan Menazian. Anish Minik Misan Menazian.
Which part means do you need?
Menazian. Menazian.
Which part means firewood?
Sun.
How much firewood do you need?
Anish Minik Misan Menazian. Anish Minik Misan Menazian.
Msun refers to more than one piece of firewood. Do you know the word for just one piece of firewood?
Mshe. Mshe.
Later on in ceremony, Mani acknowledges Nimki's help. She says to Nimki, thank you for starting the fire.
Mi gwech bodwein.
Repeat after Mani.
Mi gwech bodwein. Mi gwech bodwein.
Thank you for starting the fire.
Mi gwech bodwein.
How do you think you would say, thank you for being here?
Mi gwech mampiyayin. Mi gwech mampiyayin.
Thank you for being here.
Mi gwech mampiyayin.
Thank you for being here.
Mi gwech mampiyayin.
Now say, thank you for teaching us.
Mi gwech kinomoyang. Mi gwech kinomoyang.
Thank you for teaching us.
Miigwech k'no moyang.
When making a fire at language camp, you might not have a light with you. Kwejim, do you have a light?
Shkodens nagdaan. Shkodens nagdaan.
Do you have a light?
Shkodens nagdaan.
Now ask, do you have scissors?
Mojwagen nagdaan. Mojwagen nagdaan.
After ceremony, you and Moni might be visiting again. She asks, have you seen Ojig?
K'don jawab man Ojig.
Have you seen Ojig?
K'don jawab man Ojig.
This is different from just, did you see Ojig? Listen carefully.
K'wab mana Ojig? K'wab mana Ojig?
G'donjwab mana is a more common phrase. You are implying, have you seen them recently? Let's try that again. Have you seen Ojig recently?
G'donjwab mana Ojig.
Have you seen Ojig recently?
Don't jawab mana Ojig.
You want to answer Moni by saying last week. Gmekwendana, last week.
Gob bimiseg.
Last week.
God bimiseg.
How do you say, I am on my moon time?
Donjigise. Donjigise.
How do you think you would say, she is on her moon time?
Anjigise. Anjigise.
How do you ask someone, are you on your moon time? Don't forget to use the question word, na.
G'donjigise na. G'donjigise na.
Let's listen to how beautifully this conversation ends.
Mi gwech bumpi yayek. Kaba mi kwen minim ejagjitoyek nishnabemiek.
Which part means thank you for being here?
Mi gwech bumpi yayek. Mi gwech bumpi yayek.
Thank you for being here.
Mi gwech bumpi yayek.
How about I am proud of you all?
Kamami kwen minnim. Kamami kwen minnim.
I am proud of you all.
Kamami kwen minnim. Kamami kwen minnim.
Now you just want to say, I am proud of you, to one person. How do you say that?
Kamami kwenmin. Kamami kwenmin.
Gyabun guding. Once more. I am proud of you.
Min. Kwen min. Mi kwen min. Mami kwen min. Gamami kwen min. Gamami kwen min.
We've covered a lot of ground in this lesson. Before we go back and listen to the dialogue again, we're going to take a little sidetrack and just concentrate on the words in the dialogue so that when we come back to it, you'll be able to understand what's been said. Listen as Mary asks Wasnode, do you have children?
Da walking up in Ojiak. Da walking up in Ojiak.
Do you have children?
Gda walking up in Ojiak.
Wasnode answers, yes, I have two.
And Nish da walk. And Nish da walk.
You probably already know that winter is Bubun. Now listen to Mary ask Wasnode, how old are your children? The question is literally asking, how many winters are they? Listen again and listen for the gda before the word for children. This is the part that says your children. Now listen again as Mary asks Wasnode, how old are your children? Now listen to how Wasnode answers Mani. See if you can guess what this means.
Nsa babongize, minwa nano babongize.
If you guessed 3 years old and 5 years old, you were correct. Listen and repeat after Wasnode. 3 years old and 5 years old.
Nsa babongize, minwa nano babongize. Nsa babongize, minwa nano babongize.
Now Moni asks, do you speak to them in the language?
G'donishnabim t'wakna. G'donishnabim t'wakna.
How would you answer her, yes, every day?
Eh, ensigijigak. Eh, ensigijigak.
You probably already know that ge means also, and winoa means they. In the form of a question, it would be asking, do they also? Try to pick that word out in the following question. Listen again. Did you hear the word getsimuk in there? Listen again. That word means your parents. The question is asking, do your parents also speak the language? You probably already know that the word for my father is nos, and the word for understand is sestam. Listen as Wasnode says, my father doesn't speak the language, but he understands.
Gai nishnabim si nos sestam dashwigo.
Now repeat after Wasnode. My father doesn't speak the language, but he understands.
Gai nishnabim si nos sestam dashwigo. Gai nishnabim si nos sestam dashwigo.
How do you say my grandmother and my grandfather?
Nokomis minwa nimishomis.
Do you know the word for still, as in it's still happening? The word for still is geabe. Now listen to Wasnode say, my grandparents still speak.
Geabe nishnabe mok nokomis minwa nimishomis.
You might have noticed that the word for still comes before the word for the language. The language is pluralized nishnabe mok because there's more than one person that she's referring to as being speakers of the language, namely her grandmother and grandfather. This is a good example of how the word order in Anishinaabemowin is different than the word order within English sentences. You wouldn't say in English, still, there are speakers of the language, my grandmother and grandfather. As you're learning, you will notice that the word order in English is different than the word order in Anishinaabemowin. Fluent speakers will tell learners that they should pay attention to the way that things are naturally worded within Anishinaabemowin and not try to simply translate from English into Anishinaabemowin or try to replicate the English word order patterns. Let's listen to that whole sentence again, where Wasnode says, my father doesn't speak the language, but my grandparents still do.
Gai nishnabim si nos sestam dashwigo. Geabe nishnabe mok nokomis minwa nimishomis.
Mary then asks Wasnode why her father doesn't speak the language.
Anida shwinj nishnabemsik.
Anidash is how you ask why. Listen again as she asks, why doesn't he speak nishnabemwin? Wasnode answers,
They thought it would be easier for them to live their life.
Gi nendmok oshme de wen panziwat je ba madziwat. Gi nendmok oshme de wen panziwat je ba madziwat.
Let's listen to our conversation once more.
Ani shishnikasian.
Wasno de dishnikas.
Gda walkin up in orjiak.
And nish da walk.
Ani shen sabun gizwat kadabnojimak.
Sub babon gize, minwa nano babon gize.
Gdonish nabim to walkina.
And sigijigak.
Shtaha, me sunishing. Nishnabe mok nagewi noak it simak.
Gai nishnabem si nos, sustam da shwigo. Geabe nishnabe mok nokemis minwa nimishomis.
Ani da shwinjin nishnabem sik.
Gi nend mok oshme de wen panziwat je ba madziwat.
Mi gwech mampi yayek, kma mi kwen minim, eje gritoyek nishna bemiek.
Mi gwech gigi kno mo yang.
Mi gwech bezindaj gayen.
This concludes another lesson of Nimki Ajibikong audio lessons for intermediate language warriors. Thank you for listening. As always, we end our lessons with inspiring or encouraging words from our Elder Mary.
Gichinen dam get nam siek, wik kenmek, nishnabe mwen nwewen. Dobgusen dam eske bansijik, tvishko ginwa, dat ken magewat manda emnatawuk nwewen. I am happy that you are working hard to know nishnabe mwen language. I hope the young speakers like you will hand down this beautiful language.
Shodhya shodhya gewe me ne vo me non je ge da ke me nan na bi kwa na bi kwa na ga ma se na bi kwa.